Roy Tzadok from Baltimore, Maryland asks question 530. I saw the Meshech Chochma's intro to Shmos in which he explains that Moshe was at the level of a malach without normal bechira. Is this something that Moshe strenuously developed over decades of personal growth, or do we view Moshe as having been born into this role as he was born mohol and the home was filled with ore, etc.? Is it possible, hypothetically speaking, for one to achieve this level? I teach a high school class and be very grateful if the answer the Rav could give me sources to look up. I'm very grateful. Roy Tzadok. Okay, if you look at the source that you quoted to me, the Meshech Chochma says clearly that Moshe Rabbeinu reached this level on his own. And I quote to you, Rav Shemoshe Shemitzad Atzmo Omal V'yoga Kolkach Ad Shehela Atzmo L'madrega HaGavoa Shememadrego So Enoshi HaShleimus HaYosor Epshori V'chein Zocha Shivatul Mimenu HaBechira. Moshe, from his own effort and toil, so much that he raised himself to the highest level a human being can reach, and therefore he merited that God took away his free choice. Now, as the Meshech Chochma says, the reason God took away his free choice was in order to use him to be the paradigm of Torah, and that people would believe in the Torah forever, and there wouldn't be a chance that Moshe Rabbeinu could transmit false Torah. The Rambam says that everyone has free choice, can be choose to be like Moshe Rabbeinu or choose to be like Yeravam. That is in Hilchas Tshuva, and that's clear that without free choice, the Torah can't possibly be true, that there could be reward and punishment. No one is born to be a tzaddik or born to be a Rasha. You can look that up in the sixth perek of Hilchas Tshuva. The Moshe Rabbeinu, however, just like Paro, sometimes because of a punishment, God takes away someone's free choice after he deserves already to be punished. He could be killed, and then his free choice is taken away. Instead, God lets him be alive, takes away his free choice, and uses him as a pawn in order to do what he wants to do in this world through that wicked person, as by Paro, or by Moshe Rabbeinu. A person can reach a level where he reaches the highest level of connection to God, where God then gives him the ability to be like an angel, takes away his free choice, but he gets rewarded for bringing himself to that tremendous level. In Moshe Rabbeinu's case, there was an outside reason why God wanted to take away his free choice after he reached that level, in order that the validity of the Torah should be an eternal thing.